Hi, this is Suzanne Williams with Essential Oils, Health Matters, and Living the Wholesome Life. Welcome to our Good Vibrations podcast about essential oils, positive affirmations, music therapy, and all things wholesome. We hope you will find this a positive place to come and relax as together we explore ideas that can help create good vibrations. Hey, this is Suzanne Williams with Essential Oils Health Matters. And if you've been following us, you know that we are doing a positive affirmation every single week. And this week's affirmation is, I am being happy in the moment. And I think that is the perfect affirmation for this time of year, because it's fall. It's when all the fruits are like ripening, the vegetables are ripening, and the harvest is being pulled in, right? And so, so first of all, I'm just going to have to do this disclaimer. Usually Caleb shoots me, so I can't see anything that's going on, but right now, we're having to use my laptop so that I'm actually seeing myself, and that it's a little disconcerting to see yourself when you're talking a bit. So I'm just going to try to ignore that. Anyway, so this week's affirmation is, I am being happy in the moment, and it's the best. It's such a good affirmation right now because we're harvesting so many things, and there's brilliant colors everywhere. And we're about to go into Thanksgiving, which is the holiday for gratitude. And we're about to go into Christmas, where we celebrate the life and birth and ministry of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And so we're about to go, and we have all these family get-togethers. And so I think it's super good for us to be practicing being happy in the moment this week. And hopefully that practice of being happy in the moment is going to carry you through the holiday season. And again, we are going to be every week shooting you a new affirmation. But if you want to stay on one affirmation for 2 weeks, 2 months, like a whole year, whatever it is that you want to do, and just concentrate on one affirmation, that is completely up to you. So I just encourage you to go at whatever pace you want. So just to let you know, we are working from this book, which is written by, it's more like a calendar kind of book. Anyway, it's written by Dr. Susan Lawton, and it's called Positive Peaceful Growth Journey. Positive Peaceful Growth Calendar. And you can buy it at Aroma Tools or My Oil Life. And I think this is week 6, day 1 of our affirmations. And if you've been following us, you know that we always do a weekly affirmation and a daily affirmation. So the affirmation for the whole entire week is, I am happy being in the moment. And there's always a song that goes along with the affirmation. And today's song is Winter from Vivaldi's The Four Seasons. And I had actually don't remember listening to Winter from Vivaldi before. And so I turned it on, and my husband was listening to it too. And it actually starts out pretty intense and kind of scary. In fact, my husband said, oh my gracious, it feels like this is like the music for like a really scary movie. But it doesn't stay that way. So I was going to be listening to Vivaldi's Winter from the Four Seasons today. If that music resonates with you, listen to it for the whole week. Like, put it on in the background, put it on as you're doing your chores, just to remind you to be happy. If that music doesn't really resonate with you, like if you listen to that music and that music doesn't resonate with you, I definitely want you to be listening to something that resonates with you. So one of the musics that resonates with me when I am trying to be happy is actually Pharrell Williams' Happy. I think it's a super good song. I know it's been super popular and some people think it's been overplayed, but to me, it just reminds me that despite what's going on, we can be happy. Okay, so today, this whole week, we're going to be meditating and celebrating being happy in the moment. Okay, so I don't know what you have going on in your life. In my life, we have four children at home, ages 4, 10, 14, and 16, so all boys. So we have teenagers down to the littles. And so I'm still changing poopy diapers, right? And I can actually be happy in that moment too. Because I love that I still have young children at home. Okay, and you might be thinking, he's 4. Why are you still changing poopy diapers? Well, my son just does not want to potty train. And so, yep, sometimes we still change poopy diapers. And you know what? I can be happy with that. I can be happy because I know he's here. And so whatever it is that's going on in your life, I want you to see whether things are going great for you or things are going bad. I want you to see what can you be happy about in the moment that you're in. Okay. Y'all know. So our mantra for this week is being happy. I can be happy in the moment. The song for the week is Vivaldi's Winter from the Four Seasons. And the diffuser blend that we're diffusing this week is 2 drops of vetiver, which is the oil of centering and descent, which means like connecting you with like the earth. And the oil of 2 drops of rosemary, which is the oil of knowledge, hold on, and transition. Great if you're transitioning from one stage of your life to another, or starting school, rosemary is really good. Anytime you're moving to a new place, anytime you're doing new transitions, rosemary is a super good oil to use. And then you have wild orange, the oil of abundance. So you're doing rosemary, wild orange, and vetiver. I think it's going to be a very happy blend because citrus oils are mood uplifters. I think it's going to be a very peaceful blend too, because you have the vetiver in it, which is a very peaceful oil. And I think it's going to be a mentally clarifying oil because of the rosemary. So I think the blend is going to be super great to practice with. I am being happy in the moment today. Okay, so you know that besides the mantra for the week, we also do a mantra for the day. And today's mantra is I am peaceful. And so I love that. I love that despite anything that's happening to us, we can still choose to be happy. And I like that despite anything that's happening to us, we can still choose to be peaceful. And I think that we can choose to be peaceful despite what's happening to us. And I feel like that is a gift from heaven, because Christ is the Prince of Peace. And so the more we connect ourselves to God, the more peaceful we can be despite anything that's going on. Anyway, again, because Christ is the Prince of Peace. Okay, so I know that that music is a super amazing way to affect your mood. And so I highly encourage you today or this week especially, to maybe make a playlist for yourself. Wherever you keep your music, I know that there's tons of different places to keep your music on, but maybe make a playlist for yourself on, this is my happy playlist. When I want to be happy, when I am happy and I want to celebrate that, I want to put on my happy playlist. And then, which might be a super good playlist to put on during the morning, right? Great way to wake up. And then also, again, because today's affirmation is I am peaceful, I also wanted to highly encourage you to make a peaceful playlist. And as I'm thinking of a peaceful playlist, like here are some songs that came to my mind. I really love Paco Bell's Canon and D. I really love Bach's That Sheep May Safely Grieve. And I also love Bach's Joy of Man's Desiring. Silent Night is a super peaceful song to me, as is that song Peace, Peace, Peace. I don't know if you've ever heard that song. It is by Sally DeFord. And I'm going to put it down in the comments so that if you haven't heard it, that you can hear it. Okay, so today we are talking about that we can be peaceful. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about what helps to create peace in your life. And Okay, so we all know that Christ in his Sermon on the Mount with his Beatitudes, he basically said, blessed are the peacemakers. Oh my goodness, I don't know that I'm going to get this right. Blessed are the peacemakers, for I'm just going to guess that they should inherit the kingdom of heaven, but I don't really know, or they should be called the children of God. I don't even know, but I will put that in the comments as well. So blessed are the peacemakers. I think I need to do a little bit more study on Christ's Beatitudes. Anyway, so I was listening to a talk once from BYU's Education Week, which is a super great thing that happens in Provo every August, and they just have classes on everything. It's super good. If you've never been to BYU's Education Week in Provo, Utah, I would highly suggest going. Check it out. I'll put the link in the comments below. Anyway, so I was listening to a talk by from BYU's Education Week, and it was on being a peacemaker, and the guy told this story. So he said, so I was at college once, and I was really good friends with this girl. And we were chatting one day, and she told me some things about her about her past that she was not proud of. And but she just felt like she wanted to share something that had happened in her past. But it was something that was traumatizing, and she asked the guy not to share it with anyone, right? And thinking that he was such a good friend that he was going to keep a secret. Well, he didn't. He didn't keep the secret. And he told someone, and it got out, and she felt betrayed. Who wouldn't feel betrayed with that, right? Who wouldn't feel betrayed when someone violates your confidence? Anyway, especially if they said, oh, don't worry, I'm not going to tell anyone. So basically, it gets out all over, right? And then the guy comes back, like he doesn't know that the girl knows. And the guy comes back to the girl, knocks on her door, and says, hey. Or I can't remember, maybe he called her. Anyway, so somehow they connect. But I think he comes to visit. Anyway, and so the guy said, the girl could have refused to see me. You know, she could have just dropped me as a friend. But that didn't happen. The girl could have just gone on not acknowledging what I'd done and felt bad about it and had to work that through by herself. Like, the girl could have done that. But that's not what happened either. So basically what happened is the girl said she was authentic. She was vulnerable. And she said, you know what? What you did really hurt me. I'm upset about it. And I expected more from you. And I'm really hurt. And with the girl being authentic and vulnerable with what she was feeling, it allowed the guy to learn, oh my gracious, this really did affect someone. This really did hurt her. She was my friend and I just hurt my friend. But not only did he allow him to do that, but it allowed him to then heal the breach, right? It allowed him to heal the breach, allowed him to heal the relationship. And he goes on to say that later on, she actually introduces him to his wife, because he then became a better person and she felt like she can recommend him, whatever. So Christ in the New Testament says, if someone has offended you, which means if someone has hurt you or done something that really, really bothers you, you should go to them. You shouldn't, you know, go and gossip about them, right? You should go to them and say, hey, this hurt me. This hurt me. And it allows people to heal the breaches. It allows them to heal the relationships. So part of being a peacemaker is forgiving. But part of being the peacemaker too is also being vulnerable and authentic with who we are and our feelings, and allowing other people to the chance to heal things. So as we are going into the holiday season, and as we have just come out from the Jewish holiday season, which was all about forgiveness and making amends between friends and neighbors and family and God, right? So as we're just leaving one season and going into another season of goodwill, please, if we have some issues with people, right, let's be authentic. Let's be vulnerable. Let's allow those relationships to get healed, right? Okay, so that's one thing that I wanted to say on being a peacemaker. And then I also, when we're talking about peace today, I also wanted to see that one of the things that I feel needs that you need in order to create a peaceful environment is boundaries. And you need to be vulnerable and authentic with what you need on your boundaries too. And you need to be strong and steadfast, right? So if in your environment you love chaos and you love the play, wonderful, right? I'm kind of that way. In my environment, I love lots of people, lots of things happening at the same time. I love the children playing with each other. I don't mind a lot of talking at the same time or whatever. I like that, but some people don't. And so if you are a person who needs a more peaceful environment, then definitely set those boundaries in your home. So in our home, we are going to use peaceful voices. We are going to use our home voices maybe, which means that we are going to be quiet and I don't want you running all around everywhere. I want you walking. Like whatever you need as a parent to make your home peaceful, please say whether it comes to the music that comes into your house, the media that your family sees, whatever that comes into your environment. As parents, we are the people who set the tone of our environment, and we should have healthy boundaries. Healthy boundaries help us to set whatever tone we want in our environment. Also when it comes to setting boundaries, if someone is talking in a non-kind way, I think it's very good whether they're not talking respectfully to you or to others, or whether they are not talking in a kind way to you or to others, I think it's good that we take a stand and this is our house. This is our environment. This is our work environment. This is our school. Like every single person in the home, in the work or the environment helps to be in charge of that. Caleb, quickly plug this in or else it's going to die. My phone, my cord should be upstairs. Quickly run it. Anyway, sorry. Not being super peaceful on that, I guess, but I just saw that my computer is about to die. Anyway, so going to finish up this up really quickly, but make sure that you, whatever your boundaries are like, maybe we can all take the time today and think about where is my peace being destroyed? And how do I need to fix this? What do I need to do? Okay. So I think that's everything that I want to say about peace. Oh, the last thing I wanted to say about peace is that maybe, what can help you have a more peaceful environment, whether it's at work or at school or at home, is getting rid of the clutter, right? And if you need help getting rid of the clutter in your life, go to Fly Lady. I love Fly Lady for that. Go to Clutterbug. She is super good on how to help you organize your family. I will try to put the links for that in the comments below too. Okay, so anyway, I hope that we all take some time to think about our lives, to think about what is destroying our peace or zapping our peace, and what can we do to set the healthy boundaries so that we can have the peace that is good for ourselves and for everyone in our house. Okay, so just reminding you that the affirmation to today is, I am peaceful. I am peaceful. And the affirmation for the week is, I am being happy in the moment. Today we are listening, this whole week we are listening to Vivaldi's Winter from his Four Seasons. And if that song doesn't resonate with you, pick your own song that you want to listen to for the week. And we are diffusing the two drops of vetiver, the oil of centering and descent, the rosemary, the oil of knowledge, and oh my goodness, transition, and wild orange, the oil of abundance. And I hope that you have an incredibly happy and peaceful week. And I just know that life is what it is. If we are intentionally thinking about how we can be happy. And if we are not intentionally thinking how we can be peaceful and make our world more peaceful, it's not going to happen. Like, our happiness is going to get taken away and our peace is going to get taken away. But we are agents to act. We are not agents to be acted upon. We are children of God. We are agents to act. We are not agents to be acted upon. And so we can choose to feel happy despite what's going on. And we can choose to be at peace despite what's going on. Okay, this is Suzanne Williams with Living the Wholesome Life and Essential Oils Health Matters. And we will see you tomorrow. Okay, bye-bye. If you end this video now, you'll be able to choose if you want to save it or delete it.
Thank you so much for joining our podcast. We love and appreciate you. If you've heard some ideas that will add value to your life, be sure to share this podcast with your friends. And be sure to subscribe or follow this podcast so you don't miss an episode. And lastly, leave us a review. We'd love to hear from you.